A warm hello to all you boys and girls, old and young, on the other side of the radio. This is your host with the most, Simon Maxwell Stewart, and we've got quite a treat in store for us today. Half an hour of primo quality doo-wop from the guys, followed by another half hour of 60s girl group sounds from the ladies. There'll be songs you've heard, songs you've never heard, and no doubt a couple of songs you'll never want to hear again. I'm just yanking your chain, folks. I'm sure you'll fall in love with all of it, down to the very last song. What I find interesting about the show ahead of us is that the first half, following the ins and outs of the male-centric doo-wop groups, has a sort of dreamy, distant vibe. Whereas a few years down the line, when the girls busted out of their cages, everything suddenly went from mellow to melodrama. These teenage tearaways spun little Greek tragedies about how their biker boyfriends mistreat them and how they still love them so, in spite of what their parents think. You're never too old to get swept away by these young and naive hormonal anthems. But let's begin with the doo-wop, which often gets sidelined by acts like Elvis Presley and his leather-clad ilk, when it comes to the story of the birth of rock and roll. The fact is, this music wasn't called doo-wop at the time. It was called rock and roll, and occasionally rhythm and blues. Doo-wop began its life as young African-Americans singing their hearts out on street corners, unaccompanied by anything but their beautiful range of voices. Without these gifted fellas, the pop industry would look a whole lot different today. Before we kick things off with a wonderful ditty by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, here's a little word from our sponsors.
Are you feeling weary and tired? Why not smoke a Churchill's tonight?
Churchill's, the favorite cigar of Old Winston. Sponsors of the show to which you're now listening.
Hey! Just a little bit longer. Hey!
Tell you no lie,
but I think
I
might
be
shy.
time for me to wake up. For no matter how I dream, it always makes me cry.
If you live in fables, then you know what I mean. For that is a world where things aren't what they seem. Baby, do baby.
For no matter how I do, it always makes me cry. Dreaming, dreaming, stop me from dreaming. It's time for me to wake up. For no matter how I dream, it always makes me cry.
If you live in fables, then you know what I mean. For that is a world where things aren't what they seem. Baby, do baby.
For no matter how I dream, always makes me cry.
Dreaming, dreaming, here I am dreaming again. Dreaming, dreaming, I'm in a deep dream again. Sleeping,
sleeping, it's time for me to wake up. For no matter how I dream, it always makes me cry.
The last two songs were produced by a rather unlikely source. The jazz bandleader who claims to be a resident of Saturn, the planet, that is, had a stint in the 50s producing what I suppose were thought of at the time as being disposable jukebox fodder, some of which fell into the doo-wop spectrum, such as the vocal group The Cosmic Rays. They may seem inauspicious in comparison to some of the headier works of Mr. Ra, but I believe that a few traces of his spacier outlook on life can be discerned in their sound. Next up for you folks is a song by the Boss Tones called Mobity Mope, followed by a tune written by teenagers. Indeed, the band's name is Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and it features a particularly youthful-sounding lead vocal that brings to mind echoes of a certain member of the Jackson 5 who later went on to solo acclaim.
Mobity Mope, Mobity Mope, Mope, Mope.
Now here's a name from my Up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom, ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang, oh, 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 pip, a bib, a dib, a dib, a dib, oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true, if you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, then tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, now, Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding dong. Shalang, la, lang, la, lang, la, lang, la, oh, oh, bip. Shabib, a oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
What you just heard was a perky little number by The Chords, called, as you may have guessed, Shaboom, which could very well have ended up being an alternative onomatopoeic name for the genre of doo-wop on which the first half of this show is based. Next up for your listening pleasure is a song which, though not technically within the realms of doo-wop, was by a group of talented vocalists who, along with the Inkspots, were a great influence on the nascent doo-wop scene. Their name is the Mills Brothers, and they started their career with a strange novelty. That is, they imitated the sounds of various instruments with their voices, with quite uncanny precision. Several of their songs played an essential role in the British miniseries by the writer Dennis Potter called The Singing Detective. After them, a song by a group called The Tokens, and then a Phil Spector-produced number by Gene Pitney called Every Breath I Take.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Pray that it will last till the end of time. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum
Yeah. sorrow for sending me your very precious love. You'll never hear me say a prayer, but thanks to someone way up there who gave me such a lucky break. Oh no, darling, only with every breath I take. And every time we have to be apart, I hardly ever find you in my heart. And when it comes to thinking of the thought of losing all your love, I never worry how my heart would ache. Oh no, darling, only with every little breath I take, only with every little step I make, only with every little beat of my heart. Every single minute I'm away. Oh no, darling, every little breath I take, only with every little step I make, only with every little beat of my heart.
My mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Shop around.
was Smokey Robinson and His Miracles, which is as apt a name for a group as ever I heard, for they were one of the few survivors of the doo-wop era. Shop Around was their very first single, and they went on to produce classic after classic in the succeeding years. In fact, they were one of the Beatles' biggest influences, along with many of the girl groups who are coming up very soon. Indeed, though this is a fact that escapes many of their fans, I would say one of the appealing elements of the Beatles is the fact that they were in effect a male English girl group. I hope neither Paul nor Ringo take offense to this statement, as it's meant as a compliment. Next up is a song by the Chantels called Maybe, which was later covered by the all-female band the Shangri-Lars, whom we may possibly be hearing from very soon.
Hey!
That was the Shangri-Las, who are referred to in some quarters as the Myrmidons of melodrama, due to their trashy Rebel Without a Pause-inspired catchy anthems of teenage trauma. Now, when the Martians visit us, and I have it on very good authority from some friends in the higher echelons of the Secret Service that they will, if they want to get the real nitty-gritty details of life in the 20th century from an Earthling's perspective, one of the best ways to do so would be to take a little listen to the popular music of the various decades. The fact that pop music is so often rushed into production and made to follow various zeitgeists means that it becomes dated almost the moment it's released, which makes it essential as a historical tool. In the case of these girl groups, it bespeaks of a time when rock and roll had stirred something primal inside a whole generation of youth. They were wound up tight but with no conduit of release, such as the hippies later had in the civil rights movement and freak power. So, going by many of the lyrics of these songs, such as "Then He Hit Me" by the Crystals, these angry teddy boys would often take out their aggression on their lady friends. However, these women were also starting to break free from the leashes in their own way. And many of the songs by these girl groups extolled the virtues of independence from your man. Although, admittedly, many also had lines like, "He's a mean piece of work, but I love him anyway."
Yeah.
That first song you heard was by a group called The Tammies, who began life as the high-voiced hitmaker Lou Christie's backing group. He was in fact the one who wrote that tune. It's become something of a cult online, actually. After them was He's Got the Power by The Exciters, the very girlish Happy That's Me by Little Frankie, and Only to Other People by The Cookies. Now, many women got their start in girl groups of this era, including Carole King, Cher, and even Dolly Parton. One such individual was Suzy Quatro, who with her band The Pleasure Seekers released a wanton, wild number called What a Way to Die. And after her, I'll dial things down a notch with To Know Her is to Love Her by The Teddy Bears, later covered by The Beatles.
Bye. just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love him, and I do,
and I do, and I do, and I do,
yes,
and I do.
Thank you.
just heard my favorite Renette song, He Did It, with a phenomenal Spectre production. And then I played Les Sucettes by Franz Gall, but written by a much older man, Serge Gainsbourg. I recall seeing a documentary clip where Franz claimed total ignorance of its subject matter. She believed it was simply about a girl who liked to lick lollipops. But Serge, being the seedy but admittedly gifted creature that he is, had anything but lollipops in mind when he wrote the song. She only found this out much later, to her eternal embarrassment. Now, the last song I'll play today is one of my favorite girl group numbers. It somehow manages to be both sad and hopeful at the same time, in the way pop music from this era often is. It's called Make the Night Last a Little Longer by The Palisades. I've been your presenter, Simon Maxwell Stewart. Thanks for listening.